established to let us come in and do this for the community.
Now, you're going to have some free food there.
Oh, yes. Also,
and
yes.
You're going to have ministers on deck for prayer.
Right, because in the community today, we see all the things that's going on in Alexandria, and we want to be able to have these children blessed before they go to school and be able to. So the ministers there will be able to pray for your kids and pray for you also. And another thing with even with the uniform giveaway, we're having a clothing giveaway also. So we want the parents to come to school to meetings and things also to look good and be presentable for their children, you know, and that builds up their self-esteem also. So we will have a lot of clothes from all parts of the family, from babies on up to men, women, children, everything, other clothes that they can get from our clothing closet at the church.
Now, you said something very important. You say, you said that you guys do these things and, you know, people don't always see. This is why I wanted to bring you on to the radio so that, you know, you can make it known the work that's being done behind the scenes. You know, you guys need to have that kind of push. You need to have someone to help push you. This is why you're invited to come to the radio station.
Well, thank you. We're glad, you know, that God's people are out doing God's work. And we're just so happy that we have a church that's behind us that be able to push us and to be able to contribute it to us and help us, you know, because we are just eight little women out doing the work, but they opened up their doors to us and told us, you know, come in here, help us. And we have people here at the church to be able to help you also. And which is, that is what's happening. And our ministry has really boomed from, you know, the church.
Well, I assure you, you're more than just eight little women. Nita Branch, Queen Bees for Christ Community Outreach, are going to have that Saturday, July 8th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Family of Grace Church at 4200 South MacArthur Drive. It's a uniform giveaway. The first 50 kids are going to get a Fresh Start hygiene bag, and we thank you for dropping by, Nita Branch.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
This is KAYT-FM, 88.1 Gina, Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Early in Blessed Trinity.
Let us pray. Eternal and everlasting Father, we come before your presence as we honor and glorify you. We thank you for who you are, how great you are, and the many blessings you bestowed upon us. Now, Father, as we celebrate this Independence Day, we know, Heavenly Father, that you are in all things and above all things. And for that, Lord God, we are eternally grateful. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen.
Trinity.
Giving honor to God, to my brothers, sisters in the ministry, Reverend Bell, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, those that are watching us by internet as we stream live here, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord, a familiar passage of scriptures taken from Proverbs, the third chapter, and verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And when you have found it, say amen. And we have it on our screen where we find these words which are recorded. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Thank you. You may be seated. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I want to use our topic this morning, stepping out on uncertainty. Stepping out on uncertainty. As we approach what we in America call Independence Day, or commonly the 4th of July, we as Americans celebrate our independence from Great Britain. There were men and there were women who originally came to this country from England to escape religious persecution and to worship God as they so choose. And so we are seeing a continuation of the persecution that we see in the land that have been established for freedom and civil liberties. But freedoms come with a cost. There are people from all over the world who desire to live a better life, and they have come to America to live. And if our doors are closed, those who are escaping persecution, and those who are escaping all of the atrocities in the world, what is America standing for? We should be a beacon of light to the world, and we should serve and acknowledge those who are hurting and wanting. And certainly we see how our Lord, our God, our King came into this world to save us from ourselves and from our sins. There are times in life that we see how things are transpiring, and we see how God have impacted the total structure of the human race or the human family. And there are times that God will call some to leave where they are for the purpose of establishing what he desires for them to receive. Stepping out on uncertainty. I believe, if I'm correct in stating this, in I think it was in Numbers, it spoke of how God had instructed Moses to share with the children of Israel to go and search out a land that he had promised them. And there were 12 to go out, but there were 10 who came back with a good report, a bad report, and 2 came back with a good report. They saw all of the things that God had in store, but they were stepping out into some unknown. And when you step out into unknown, you step out sometime in uncertainties. That's right. As we think about the all-knowing powers of God, we can see how awesome God is. For he knew us before we even knew ourselves. And the God that we serve has a prophetic plan for all of our lives. Don't think you are here just to be here. You're here because God had a prophetic plan for each and every one of us. And God has equipped us to handle every situation that we will encounter in life. My brothers and sisters, there will come a time in our lives when we will have to step out on the uncertainties in life. Not, my brothers and sisters, knowing where we will go and not knowing what lies ahead. There will come a time when the Lord asks us to do things to honor and to magnify his name. And sometime that he asks, the things that he asks may cause us to be uncertain as to how it can be accomplished. There are things God asks us to do sometime, and we ask why. The Bible, my brothers and sisters, tells a story of a man called Abram, or we can call him Abraham. And Abram was one of those men whom God told to leave his father's house and leave his kindreds. And Abram really did what he said, but he didn't quite do it initially, because when Abram left his father's house, he went to his uncle's house, and I think that's his kindred. But yet Abram is called the father of faith. And yet when we see all of the things that would transpire in his life, I always say God measure in a portion of grace and mercy, because he know there are times in our life when there are uncertainties in our life, we may sometime not do exactly what God says. Yes. My brothers and sisters, when we see God moving Abram or Abraham, he moved him because there was some paganistic worship going on in his family line. And God was about to move, restore that line into a line that he would be blessing in the immediate future. And because Abram didn't quite understand the future, because Abram or Abraham never saw the fulfillment of it, it did not stop Abraham from ultimately doing what God told him to do. And there are times in our life when we don't understand what God has for us, and we sometimes are uncertain of the